Good morning and welcome to this family service, the first in this new season of activity in our group of parishes. Today we focus on back to school, praying for the schools in our community and elsewhere, that they may help the young to get knowledge, to keep it, to share it, to use it in wisdom and in love for the good of all and the praise of God's name. This weekend marks the 20th anniversary of the 9/11 atrocities in the United States. We will call to mind those events. All who performed so heroically in their attempts to rescue people. We remember in particular those who died in those attempts, and also the victims of the various aircraft that were sabotaged that day.
This is the day that the Lord has made.
We will rejoice and be glad in it.
Lord,
Lord,
direct our thoughts, help us to pray, and lift up our hearts to worship you in spirit and in truth. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Spirit of God fills the whole world.
Come, let us worship.
The hymn, Lord of our growing years.
Lord of our growing years, fill us from infant.
prepare to worship God. Firstly, we bring before him our failures to live as disciples of Jesus Christ. Having acknowledged those occasions when we have not followed his example or done his will, we seek his forgiveness and the strength to do better. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just and will forgive our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Let us confess our sins to God our Father. O God, our loving Father in heaven, we confess that we have sinned against you. We have broken your commandments. We have often been selfish, and we have not loved you as we should. For these and all our sins, forgive us, we pray, through our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus, I declare to you, you are forgiven. Your sins are gone. Be strong in the Holy Spirit and live for God. Amen. Let us praise God for his mercy.
And give thanks to him for his goodness.
Glory,
glory
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. As it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. The hymn, God is always near me.
Collect of the day, the 15th Sunday after Trinity. God, who in generous mercy sent the Holy Spirit upon your church in the burning fire of your love, grant that your people may be fervent in the fellowship of the gospel, that always abiding in you, they may be found steadfast in faith and active in service, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from St. Paul's Letter to the Romans, chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers and sisters, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of yourself more highly than you ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of the faith that God has assigned. For us in one body, we have many members, and not all members have the same function. So we, who are many, are one body in Christ, and individually we are members one of another. We have gifts that differ according to the grace given to us. Prophecy in proportion to faith, ministry in ministering, the teacher in teaching, the exhorter in exhortation, the giver in generosity, the leader in diligence, and the compassionate in cheerfulness.
The hymn, God of all learning, God of all knowing.
May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of each one of our hearts be now and always acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. It's an interesting time of year, isn't it? The summer seems a long way back now, but not unusually, in the month of September, the weather improved just as our young people were returning to school. The boys and girls have, of course, already started. And some of the excitement traditionally associated with a return to routine and meeting up with friends again and getting used to the changes that may take place when entering a new class or being taught by a new teacher, all these have been somewhat offset by concerns about the ongoing coronavirus situation and the number of cases among young people at present. However, I hope that our young people are nonetheless still at least somewhat excited about the fact that they are back at school. And one of the best things I remember about going back to school was having new school books and new school supplies. Now, unfortunately, I can't show you some of the new supplies I have here. I've got some pens. I've got a ruler for measuring and making straight lines. I have some nice new crayons for drawing. But I have something else as well. It's a piece of tape with my name written on it. And that way, if I share it with someone else, I can know it belongs to me and I can get it back when they are finished with it. It's important for me to know what items belong to me and what items do not belong to me. That's pretty important, but here is something that is also important. When we head off to school, it's important for us to know that we, you and I, belong to God. In much the same way that we mark things that belong to us, we, his children, are also marked with the sign of the cross that was placed on our foreheads at our baptism. Now, we can't see the cross, but the symbol, although invisible, makes it clear that God has placed his mark of ownership on us. If we are followers of Jesus, we belong to God and are a part of his family. So, I hope the young people listening will remember to put their names on all their new school supplies that belong to each one of them. And I hope that they will also remember that they belong to Jesus Christ and they have been marked with the sign of the cross. As well as marking the beginning of another school year and all that there is to look forward to in the months to come, this weekend we also mark some very sad events which took place exactly 20 years ago this weekend. The September 11th attacks, often referred to as 9/11, because they took place on the 11th day of the 9th month of the year, September, in 2001. A series of 4 coordinated terrorist attacks by a militant Islamist terrorist group took place against the United States of America. On that morning, four commercial airliners traveled from the northeastern United States to California, and in the course of their journey, they were hijacked by those with their evil intentions. The first plane to hit its target was the American Airlines Flight 11, which flew into the North Tower of the World Trade Center complex in Lower Manhattan at 8:46 a.m. And 17 minutes later, at 9:03 a.m., the World Trade Center South Tower was hit by the United Airlines Flight 175, and both 110-story towers collapsed within an hour and 40 minutes. A third flight, American Airlines Flight 77, which was flown from Dulles International Airport, was hijacked over Ohio, and at 9:37 a.m., it crashed into the west side of the Pentagon, the headquarters of the American military. The fourth and final flight, United Airlines Flight 93, was flown in the direction of Washington, D.C. This flight was the only plane not to hit its intended target, instead crashing in a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania, at 10:03 a.m. The plane's passengers attempted to regain control of the aircraft away from the hijackers and ultimately diverted the flight from its intended target, likely to have been either the White House, where the American president lives, or the U.S. Capitol, where the Senate and House of Representatives meet. More than 3,000 children under the age of 18 lost a parent on the 11th of September 2001. The average age of what became known as the 9/11 kids was 9, but some were just babies and some weren't even born. As we remember these awful events, many of the young people listening this morning will not remember. They were too young, or perhaps not even born. However, I suspect that those of us who do remember recall exactly where we were and what we were doing. I vividly recall that I was still in the rectory, about to go out. There was a daytime soap on the television, Crossroads, and the program was interrupted to give news of what had occurred. At that stage, all that had happened was the first plane going into the North Tower, and it was assumed that it was a tragic accident. But subsequent events were to show that it was anything but an accident. Some of the children who lost parents that day were the children of firefighters or office workers who died
when the World Trade Center was attacked. Others had parents who were working in the Pentagon. Others were the children of passengers on board the plane involved in the attempted attack on the White House or the Capitol. The grief of losing a father or a mother in what was the world's worst terrorist atrocity was complicated. This weekend marks 20 years since the trauma. And for the children who mourn, it's a chance to reflect on what's happened in those two decades, as well as to remember anew the parents who didn't live to see them grow up. Many of their stories were featured in a Channel 4 documentary, Children of 9/11, which was rebroadcast during the past week. It was very moving hearing some of those share their stories. I couldn't possibly relate the stories of all 3,000 children, but very briefly, I will refer to some. Now, age 25, twins Madison and Halle Burnett were 5, and their sister Anna Claire only 3, when their father Tom, a medical research executive, became one of the 44 people to die aboard United Airlines Flight 93. He called his wife Dina from the hijacked plane and is credited as one of the passengers who thwarted the terrorist plans to hit either the White House or the Capitol. Instead, it crashed in a field near Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Rodney Ratchford, now 31, was 11 years old when his mother, Marcia, died at the Pentagon. She was never found, but he says she has a grave. It's something symbolic, a place where he can go to think about her and to talk to her. Caitlin Langone, now 32, was 12 when her father, Tommy, a firefighter, died in the Twin Towers. His brother, Peter, Caitlin's uncle, another firefighter, also died. And although I didn't personally know anyone who lost their lives on that terrible day, I do have an indirect connection with one family. I recall when I myself was at school, when one of our classmates, aged 16, lost his life following a fall from a motorcycle, in which he was badly injured and died. All those years later, on the 11th of September, a brother of his was in the Twin Towers. Against all the odds, he escaped. But there's a very sad twist to this happy ending. A sister of his, and therefore a sister of the boy out of my class, killed almost 50 years ago, along with her daughter, were passengers in the second plane that crashed into the South Tower. It has been amazing over the years to discover the loose connections people have the world over with what took place on that day. St. Matthew tells us, "Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." These words of Jesus challenge us and offer us hope today as our community of faith remembers the awful events of the 11th of September 2001 and their aftermath. After the 11th of September 20 years ago, America, the United Kingdom, and the world were a wounded people. We shared loss and pain, anger and fear, shock and determination in the face of those dreadful attacks on the United States and all humanity. We continue to honour the selflessness of firefighters, police, chaplains, and other brave individuals who gave their lives in the service of others. They remain true heroes and heroines. In the years which have followed, our Christian faith has lifted us up and sustained us as we face today's problems, particularly in relation to those still trapped in Afghanistan. Let us once again turn to God in prayer and in faith with a new intensity.
We respond to the ministry of God's word by affirming our faith. Do you believe and trust in God the Father?
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Do you believe in God the Son?
I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
Do you believe in God the Holy Spirit?
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
This is the faith of the Church.
This is our faith. We believe and trust in one God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
The hymn, Bless my paper and my pen, guide my spirit deep within. Let us pray. When it's the night before going to school, and I'm picking out my clothes and making sure I have all my school supplies,
Jesus is with me.
When I'm waking up and eating a healthy breakfast to start the day,
Jesus is with me.
When I'm getting on the school bus or being driven to school,
Jesus is with me.
When I meet my teachers,
Jesus is with me.
When I'm playing with my friends at break,
Jesus is with me.
When I'm telling my family about my day at school,
Jesus is with me.
When I'm praying at night and thanking God for my family, my friends, and my school,
Jesus is with me.
Let's pray together. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus, for always being at my side. I know that if I become nervous or afraid, you will be there with me. I know that I can talk with you anytime, day or night, and for that I am so thankful. I pray this all in your name. Amen. O holy God, the time has come as your children begin their studies. We ask a blessing on their backpacks in which they carry the books and notebooks, markers and pens and pencils they will use to learn. O Lord of life and love.
Hear our prayer.
Bless, O God, all who will teach our children in all the various challenges of the coming weeks and months. Give them the wisdom to find inspiration for each child. Give them the energy and creativity and love that will make their work a blessing to our children. O Lord of life and love.
Hear our prayer.
Bless, O Lord, all school principals, secretaries and governors, that they may be faithful stewards of the resources entrusted to their care. Make them fair and merciful, able to do their crucial work with a spirit of grace and compassion. O Lord of life and love.
Hear our prayer.
Bless, O God, each one listening to this service, that they may seek every opportunity to grow in their knowledge and love of you, especially in our Sunday school. Grant that we may see you more clearly, love you more dearly, and follow you more nearly. O Lord of life and love.
Hear our prayer.
Bless, O God, these our cherished children, those whom we have promised to love and nurture at their baptism. Keep them safe, keep them excited, keep them ever seeking to learn more and to develop their gifts. Grant that through their learning they may gain the tools to grow in love and faith and service all their days. O Lord of life and love.
Hear our prayer.
O God, we pray that our children will experience this year the peace of God which passes all understanding. May they not worry about things they cannot control. Assure them that you will guard their hearts and minds and keep them trusting in you. May they not only enjoy the peace of God, but also peace with God. May they develop a spirit of gratitude and thanksgiving as they look to you daily for their needs. We pray that you will give them the capacity for joy that bubbles up from your peace. O God of life and love.
Hear our prayer.
Merciful Father,
accept
these prayers for the sake of your only Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Heavenly Father, in darkness and in light, in trouble or in joy, help us to trust your love, to serve your purpose, and to praise your name through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Gathering all our prayers and praises into one, we pray as our Saviour Christ has taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The hymn, Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory of the Coming of the Lord.
Of the faithful lightning of
Lord Jesus Christ, you emptied yourself, taking the form of a servant.
Through your love, make us servants of one another.
Lord Jesus Christ, for our sake, you became poor.
May our lives and gifts enrich the life of your world.
Let us say together,
Be
with us, Lord, as we go out into the world. May the lips that have sung your praise always speak the truth. May the ears which have heard your word listen only to what is good. And may our lives, as well as our worship, be always pleasing in your sight, for the glory of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Hymn 453, Come to us, Creative Spirit, in our Father's house. Power of God, hold and lead us.
His heavenly host be our God.
We thank you for your presence and participation in this online service today. Tomorrow night, Monday, there will be a meeting of the Anna Hill Select Vestry in the parochial hall at 8 o'clock. Members, please note the change of time. The meeting will take place tomorrow at 8 o'clock. Sunday next, the 16th Sunday after Trinity, there will be a service online on the parish website from 10 a.m. In-church services will follow the order of morning prayer at 10 o'clock in Annahilt and 12 noon in Mara Hamlet. Sunday school in Annahilt will meet in the parochial hall at 10 o'clock and in Mara Hamlet at 11 o'clock in the parochial hall. The Annahilt Harvest Festival this year will take place on Sunday week. That's Sunday the 26th of September. The services will be at 10 o'clock and at 7 o'clock. And a reminder that items for the food bank may be left in the church porch today. Thank you.